Hey, folks, in this interview, I get to sit down with Olympus educator and photographer, Mr. Rob Knight. I called Rob up to get his thoughts on the recent news out of Olympus that they were making some structural changes and selling off part of their business to a Japanese holding company. So I wanted to get to the bottom of that and what it means for people that love Olympus and Micro Four Thirds cameras, and also just his general take on the state of the industry for smaller sensor cameras. That's in this week's interview. This is TWiP. Before we start, Rob is backstage putting on his makeup. But before we start, I want to talk a little bit about why I wanted to do this live stream real quick. And the main reason is this big announcement that Olympus put out earlier this week. That triggered a lot of media outlets, and arguably mine included, inside of our community, to kind of talk about it as, you know, Olympus has fallen, the sky is falling, it's all over for Olympus, etc. I knew Rob was affiliated with the company, so I sent him a quick message like, Rob, you okay, man? What's going on? And he was like, dude, there's a lot of disinformation out there. There's a lot of stuff. Let me set you straight. A, B, and C. And I was like, okay, well, would you be willing to come on and say that on the show so we can hopefully use the platform of TWiP to demystify this stuff? And lucky enough, he said yes. And here we are. So Rob Knight, man, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Hey, Frederick. I'm good, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to actually have a real conversation about all this crazy stuff, you know?
You mean versus salacious headlines? What's the matter?
Yes. Yes. I've read a lot of expert opinions on Facebook over the last few days, and it's very few experts actually chiming in with anything. So.
Yeah. Well, when you say expert opinions, you say expert opinions with quote marks, right?
So. Indeed. Yeah.
Uninformed experts agree that A, B, and C. Right. So let's before we dive into the Olympus news, let's talk a little bit about, just set the stage of who Rob Knight is and what your affiliation with Olympus is. Give us the backstory.
Yeah, well, I'm basically a photography teacher. Predominantly do destination photo workshops, but obviously with all this stuff, I'm not doing that. So I teach photography. I go to events and give presentations. I go to camera stores, all sorts of any way I can interact with photographers and teach photography, especially nature photography, travel photography. And about going on a year ago, Olympus approached me and asked me to be a part of their new educator team. They've had the visionaries for a while, and there's the educator team now, and then the explorers, which is their social media folks. And I'm basically a brand ambassador. That's what we're called. You know, I'm part of the educator team, which is, it's not a job as much as it's a relationship. You know, I use their equipment to do what I do, and they understand the value of that. As far, you know, people come on a workshop with me and they see me shooting with, you know, my gear, and they want to go buy it. And that's kind of, you know, my job. And then they send me out to do things and you know, what would have been a full spring of birding events and nature photography events, you know, on behalf of Olympus, was me, you know, sitting at my house with my kids trying to figure out what to do. But that's the nature of what I do. I'm a brand ambassador as far as Olympus is concerned.
I love that. Okay. So let's dive in and talk a little bit about where things are today, right? So on the heels of that, I know you and I sort of were interacting. You know, we were ambassadors of a different, I still am, but you were an ambassador on the Panasonic side, and then mm-hmm. we made the jump over to Olympus. That's a whole nother show. We're going to save that for a different show about the impetus and the driving factors behind that decision, sure. Which is deep. I don't want to do that an injustice, but let's focus on this side. So Olympus, right? So looking at the company of Olympus, it's a storied brand, right? So Olympus, when I think Olympus, I think Leica, I think Panasonic, you know, especially Panasonic, because Micro Four Thirds, I think Sony, Canon. So when I saw that news, the knee-jerk reaction was, oh, crap, okay, we're losing one of these pillars in the industry, a storied brand, like a Kodak is folding. And, okay, so what's going to happen? And people that are shooting it, what's going to happen to their cameras? Are they suddenly going to stop working? No, you know, no, that's not the case. But, you know, those things go in your mind. The doom and gloom hits first. I think it's maybe human nature. Doom and gloom first, and then the reality of what it is sets in. So set that stage for us, Rob. What's the reality of this announcement? Is Olympus, like, just sending everybody in the camera division home? And, you know, people that have the cameras, you got to go buy spare parts at garage sales now? Or is it something different?
Well, the first thing I want to say is that I do have a relationship with Olympus, but I'm not speaking for, you know, Olympus corporate when I'm talking about this. And the things that I'm going on to answer that question are the things that mostly what everyone else can read online. There's the letter of intent that is posted on Olympus's website. I have pieces of that to sort of reference. And then we did, as an ambassador, I do have sort of a Q&A sheet that Olympus sent me. So that's as much insider information as you can get. But basically, they have announced that they are going to talk to a company about buying the imaging division from Olympus. And Olympus makes, they have an imaging division, they have medical supply, you know, medical devices. You know, they don't only make cameras. So what they're talking about is taking the camera business and selling it to this company in Japan, a JIP. And, you know, I've heard all sorts of people, well, JIP has done this with this company and this with that company. And I'm not an expert on JIP. I have no idea about that. I know what Olympus said specifically. Basically, Olympus has lost money in the camera division for the past 3 years, according to this document. And another thing, I've seen a lot of people mad about, they just said last year they weren't going to sell the camera division. Well, then a global pandemic hit and sales went south for everyone. In fact, Olympus, the last SIPA numbers I saw, Olympus outsold Canon and Sony in Japan. So they're doing as well as anybody, but after losing money, according to this document, again, after losing money for 3 years, they want the camera business to keep going. So in order to do that, they're going to sell that part of the division to this JIP company. I thought this was interesting, and this is Olympus's statement. Olympus considers that by carving out the imaging business and operating the business with JIP, the imaging business's corporate structure may become more compact, efficient, and agile, and it is the most appropriate way to realize its self-sustainable and continuous growth. So this is not we're getting out of the camera business the way I read it. This is we want to continue the camera business, and this is how we can do it.
This is the best way to do it. A lot of that, you know, some of that, the doom and gloom sentiment is coming from the, what was it? Was it a year ago or 2 years ago? There was a lot of that corruption and stuff that happened in Olympus corporate that people are like, what the heck is going on in that company over there? So you hear that, and that's sort of the last news you have in your head, aside from some pretty cool camera releases. And then the next corporate news we hear is they're selling the camera division. So, you know, you connect the dots, and it's like, okay, you know, what's happening over there? Is this the lifeboats being dropped, or is this just kind of changing the course of the ship go into deep analogy mode? So
something that you and I talked when we were talking the other day, there's a big difference between selling a company and closing a business. Mm-hmm. Those are dramatically different things. So, again, from what I'm reading, they want to keep the camera business going, and this is the best way they know to do that. And another, like, they haven't named the new company. I would assume that they would use the name Olympus, but I don't know. New company will succeed and maintain the research and development functions and manufacturing functions globally, et cetera, et cetera, to continue to offer high quality, highly reliable products. And also to continue to provide support to the imaging solution products that have been distributed by Olympus. This is in no way, there's no such thing as Olympus cameras, or none of this says, like we were talking before we went on the air, even the BBC, Olympus quits the camera business or shutter, nobody said we're quitting the camera business.
Well, a lot of that comes from the headlines, and I'm guilty of that too, because I saw, I forget, was on an Imaging US, some photography website that I cover or that I follow, I saw the headline, you know, Olympus exits the camera business or something like that. And I'm guilty. All I did was quickly like scan the first few lines like, oh, okay, Olympus is over. And then I didn't create a post or a show or anything. That's what the purpose of this thing is. But I put a post in our community that said that. Right. Mm-hmm. So it, which perpetuates the, okay, I'm a lazy quote pseudo journalist that didn't dive in deep enough to read the facts. So guilty as charged. So if, you know, looking at that and reading through that, they could change the name. Right. But why would they? I mean, from your perch, why would you, there's not a whole lot of negative baggage associated with the Olympus brand. In fact, it's got a lot of gravity to it. Do you think that they would change it?
I can't imagine that they would. I don't know why. Like you said, they've been making cameras for, I think, 87 years. That's a pretty big deal. But, you know, thinking about what used to be Minolta, and then it was Konica Minolta, and then Sony bought it and got rid of that brand, and then they basically invented full-frame mirrorless cameras with technology that they got in that. So there's no telling what, you know, trying to speculate about what's going to happen, positive or negative, is like saying, well, the weather in January next year in Cupertino is going to be 65 degrees. And, you know, you can go based on what's happened before, but that doesn't mean that that's going to be accurate, you know? I know everything.
No, go ahead.
Oh, everything that I'm reading is that everything's going to be business as usual through the end of this year for Olympus.
Okay.
What goes on past that is going to depend on what happens with this. And the thing is, they're announcing that they're in talks to do this.
Right.
That's what's happening.
That was the other thing. That was like strategically. And I'm no business savant. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, why would you announce your intentions? Right. Why would you, like, it's like saying, hey, Rob, you know, I'm intending on going to speak to that woman over there and I may marry her. You know, I would just say I already did it, or hey, we're married. Like, why announce your intentions to do something? Is that to leave a back door in case it may not work out, or to pressure the other company, you know, to execute on this agreement because it's already public and they'll have egg on their face if it doesn't go through? Well, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I'm not a business savant either, but I know that the linked letter of intent is on the Olympus investor relations website. I assume, based on the way that everything's worded and the way that it's set up, is that they have to do this for their investors. Because it is a publicly traded company, they have to announce, hey, we're thinking about doing this for the investor. Okay. That's the way that I read it. Right.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know. That's what I would imagine.
And none of us knows, right? So, and I think the good news is, even if it's completely doom and gloom, right? Even if the world was, okay, if the news was Olympus is going away completely, figure it out, people that already bought Olympus, which is not the case, it's not like your cameras start working tomorrow or the next day or the next year or the next decade. They're still going to work. People have Olympus cameras that they bought decades ago that still work great today.
That's right.
So I don't think that's a huge concern. It's more of a concern in these kinds of circles when you're surrounded by a bunch of photographers that are, you know, breathing each other's CO2 and, you know, and regurgitating the news and getting excited about, oh, this bad thing happened, let's talk about it. So, you know, but looking forward, as we wrap this up, Rob, looking forward in this whole industry, it's been a constant sort of, since Micro Four Thirds and Four Thirds showed up, right? It's been Micro Four Thirds isn't as good as full frame, low light, you know, it's not as good in low light, and it, you know, bokeh is not, you can't get good bokeh with these cameras and they don't focus, et cetera, et cetera. Full frame is the way forward and Micro Four Thirds is dead man walking and it's just got a few loyal followers. What do you say to that? You've been shooting Micro Four Thirds since I've known you, which has been a long, long time, and you've created some insanely, you know, award-winning images with your gear, and it hasn't seemed to be an issue. Does looking at Olympus and what their news is, from a 30,000 foot view, does that portend the future of Micro Four Thirds, or is M43 around, you know, for the long haul?
I really don't know, man. I don't think it's a symptom of Micro Four Thirds in particular. It's certainly not, like you said, I make great pictures with Micro Four Thirds cameras all the time. I use it for a reason. The nature photography that I do, I've got a 1200 millimeter lens that's the size of your average 70 to 200 2.8. You know, mm-hmm. that you can't give me that with a full frame camera with a 35 millimeter sensor. You can't give me that. And that's important to me and the way that I shoot and where I shoot and how I travel. So, I certainly hope not. That said, yeah. There's more to the Olympus system than just the Micro Four Thirds, size and the small lenses and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
The technology in that, the, you know, from live composite, the computational photography that Olympus is doing is, I don't know of anybody that's doing that sort of thing with that quality on that scale. So I hope that they continue to support the format, completely. If not, I hope that whoever takes it over takes the, what's great about it and continues to make, you know, continues to innovate and do amazing things.
Let's hope. Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder, well, you know, I'm not going to wildly speculate. I'm not going to do that.
Go ahead, be wild.
Because,
speculate.
No, I just, if it's, I think Micro Four Thirds will live and die with Olympus. I'll just put it that way. I think however Olympus goes, I think that's how the format will go.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, we'll continue that part of the conversation when we have the discussion about Rob Knight's journey, you know, in the Micro Four Thirds world and all that stuff. Before we end this, let's take some questions because I'm looking at the chat here. There's a bunch of folks in here. Thanks everybody for coming. Let's see. Hey, Low Bass Guy's in there. Low Bass Guy. Let me bring him on screen. Low Bass Guy says, "Uninformed expert is my middle name." So. <All right. laughs> That's a long middle name, bro. Okay. All right. Chuck, let's see. Am I pronouncing this right? Chuck Ulwick is in here. Let me read Chuck's comment. He says, "The new company, JIP, has bought 14 companies in their history. They have never, all caps, restructured or continued development of new products. They've always, all caps, just sold off the assets." Hmm. What do you think about that? So is this a play where... Yeah, you know, who knows? Right?
I don't know.
We're speculating.
If they bought the Olympus imaging division and sold it to somebody else who continued to make cameras, who cares?
Right. So you don't care. Like, who care? It's not even a case of how the sausage is made, right? It's do you care what the underlying business stack to get you your camera is? Yes or no? Are you just a photographer?
I couldn't care any less.
Yeah, you're capturing light pixels and messing with them on your computer. Do you really care that, you know, JIP bought the company, sold these assets, this? All you care about is, are they continuing to iterate and make the platform better, right?
I do, right. And one, my favorite example is Harley Davidson is owned by Kawasaki, I believe. People still buy Harley Davidsons.
Are you kidding me? I had no idea.
Yeah. I don't know when that happened. I just saw that. In fact, in somebody's post the other day was the example was that there's lots of companies that are not just what they used to be. You know,
right.
These big brands like Harley Davidson stuck out to me. That's a huge brand, all American. You know, if I ever buy another motorcycle, it'll be a Harley Davidson because of their history, because of the bikes that I've had. That's just how I roll. Pun intended.
That's a whole other conversation, man.
But but they're not owned by, you know, like, you know, it's not like Bobby Olympus owns Olympus. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
who runs the company is not as important to me as the quality of what they make and you know.
Yeah, I would imagine we're going to continue to see a lot of this kind of shifting around of assets and consolidation, et cetera, over the next several years as a result of this whole pandemic and, you know, all the stuff that's going on in 2020. You know, 2020 is kind of shaking a lot of the stuff. People that were on the bubble are off the bubble in a lot of ways. A lot of businesses are not reopening. There's a lot of restructuring, a lot of new jobs, and a lot of jobs that went away. So it's a sea change, I think, in a lot of industries, this one included.
I agree.
Let's take a couple more questions here before we wrap this guy up. Thank you, Mark, for that question, by the way. Let's see. Oh, here's another one. Another comment from Mark. Let me bring this up. So Mark says, letters of intent mean nothing. I can intend to be a millionaire, but that doesn't mean it will happen. All they have to do is say the economy changed and they're off the hook. Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
So it's a letter of intent. Yeah, totally. A letter of intent is, yeah, I intend to, you know, live in Malibu on the side of a cliff and have an Iron Man suit at some point. But, you know, the reality is not always the case. But in this case, like you were saying, Rob, it's more of it could be just due diligence that if you are moving in that direction, part of that due diligence checkbox is to say, make a public announcement that this is your intent. So
that's the way I read it. And everything from the home office says that nothing that we're doing is going to change. At least until this, like, this is not like, okay, we lock the doors and, you know, and the office is closed. It's not that even in the slightest bit. So,
yeah.
Okay. We'll see.
All right. Well, cool. All right. So let's take another question here. This one's from Stephen Scharf. What's up, Stephen? Stephen says, if I were to offer a hypothesis, the move is to provide GIP to sell off most important assets, which is the imaging products. So it sounds like he's saying there are GIP is buying this with the intent to liquidate. So who knows? Again, we don't know.
That's wild speculation for sure.
Yes,
maybe.
Yeah. That's not. What we do. That's what humans do, right? We wildly speculate, and then someone's always going to be right. Right?
So. That's right. That's right.
Let's see. Peter Jahill says, what about the video usage? That won't just disappear. Can't see Micro Four Thirds going as a format. I don't know. All right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Steven also says Kawasaki bought Harley in 2014. I did not know that. Wow. Yeah. Oh, here's a
and
question
sure
from
on,
community
I'm
member.
I'm sure on motorcycle forums, people were tripping out and, oh, this Sky is going to change the company. Everything is going to hell. I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Low base guy in the chat is warning you not to get me started talking about motorcycles. And that's very true. You do not want to get me started, because don't get me started talking about the Triumph Bonneville Bobber. I'm just saying.
So. I know. Well, we were gonna get that together, man. Do a road trip last year. We didn't get that hooked up.
It's because I haven't pulled a trigger on my bike yet, because all this craziness happened. They shut the country down. I don't know. Did you hear about that, Rob?
I have heard about that. But
it's a rumor. I don't know if it's true.
Motorcycle is pretty socially distanced, man. I don't know.
It is. Think, until you stop, and then you got to do stuff. So.
We need to train people to loan us bikes and do a movie about it.
Okay. I'm just looking at the questions. All right. Cool. I think that's most of the questions. If you guys have any other questions while we wrap up, I'll get those in. But I think that's most of the substantive questions in there. So before we wrap this up, we're at about the 30 minute mark. So what are the like future facing things for? We'll end it on the Olympus note. But the future facing things for Rob Knight. Like, what's going on in your world? You're working on you're always busy. You're like one of you're like the James Brown of photography. You're always working. You're the hardest working man in the photography business. What's on your plate right now?
I'm lucky enough to be working with Eddie Tapp right now on a project that's kind of, it's not a secret, but I'm helping Eddie with some things. That's been a real treat because, Eddie Tapp, for those of you who know him, is not only an amazing photographer and Photoshop, like, super freak, but he's, like, the sweetest dude that I know. That's a real pleasure. So I've got that going on a lot, plus working on my own. I've got a big project that I'm putting together, hopefully by the end of the summer as well, that I'll just have to unleash that.
Come on, you could tell us. Come on. We won't tell anybody.
As far as my... like what's going on with Olympus? I like you said, I'm always doing something, and I have a relationship with Olympus because of the gear that I use, and they, you know, post my workshops on their website, and we work sort of with them. But this is not. I'm still going to teach photography, you know, whatever happens with all this stuff. I teach for Wildside Nature Tours. Where I'm really excited to go to Grand Teton in September for Wildside. I know there's a couple of spots left on that trip. Everybody's just itching to go. It's cool that people are signing up for workshops. I've got a couple of people signed up for Route 66 in October, and all that stuff is on my website at robknightphotography.com. But I can't go to Costa Rica next month because they haven't opened the country yet.
You were going to Costa Rica like once a year at least, right?
I usually go two or three times a year. Yeah, I have two workshops, okay. And I believe this will be the first official announcement, but Derek Story and I are going to do a Costa Rica workshop in January 2021. So
yay!
We're working on details and the site and all the things, but so if you want to get in on that, if you're a friend of Derek's or a friend of mine, then just email us and let us know, and we'll put you on the list for that. Derek and I, I actually sort of took Derek to Costa Rica in February for the press experiential for the EM1 Mark III for Olympus. He was one of the journalists that was there, and we sat and talked, looking out over the sunset over the Pacific Ocean over a couple of Mai Tais. And when we got back, I called and I said, man, you know what? We should do a trip to Costa Rica with my nature photography focus and his street photography focus, and we're going to go several different places, and it's going to be like everything that we love about Costa Rica in a week. So I'm really excited about it. Very cool.
Yeah. Hey, I want to remind the folks that are watching, thank you to all the folks that gave us a thumbs up, and if you haven't given us a thumbs up for this video, please do so now. I need to wave a flag to the YouTube algorithm so they know this thing exists.
Just the thumb, not the other finger.
No, just the thumb. Just the thumb. Somebody put a thumbs down in there. What was that about? It's the facial hair, Rob. It's the facial hair. You get thumbs down. All right. So, quick question before we wrap up, the place where people can go to find out all about Rob Knight and the stuff that you're working on, et cetera. What's the best URL or URLs to get connected to you for the workshop or online training, et cetera, et cetera?
Everything's at robknightphotography.com. Knight with a K.
That's it. Rob Knight Photography.
Yeah. And any social media, if you look up Rob Knight Photo, that's me. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, whatever.
That's nice. You got the brand. You got the brand going, man. I love it. I love it. I got a comment on your background over there, by the way. So, like, this guy, when he came on screen, I was like, are you in purgatory? Like, what is happening? Because I've never seen a background go quite that dark. That's pretty amazing. It's, very good.
Yeah, it's just a good old-fashioned black backdrop. Cover up a door and a bulletin board. And I share my office with a six-year-old. Girl who loves to paint and make things with glitter and all sorts of stuff. So this is the way that I don't have to have her clean up her easel every time I do a an
I
event.
Know the issue, man. I resemble that remark very closely. All right, man. I'll let you get back to your day. Thanks for taking the time out on this Friday to fill us in and sort of set the record straight as much as you could,
sure.
Without being privy to sort of boardroom conversations. I appreciate you coming on, being so open about it. And definitely invite is open for you to come back on to talk about Micro Four Thirds and your mindset around shooting Olympus over other brands, et cetera.
Sure. My pleasure, man. Thanks for having me. I would advise people to just go ahead and read. You can read the letters of intent. You can read, there's so many things that are officially from Olympus that make so much more sense than just the wild, goofy speculation about, they're shutting the doors, they're getting out of the camera business because they haven't said anything like that. If that happens, I don't know, but they haven't said anything like that.
Yeah. And if you're a photographer, I would imagine that shoots Olympus in it, like I said, worst case scenario is they would be closing the doors or whatever, which is not the case. But if that's your big worry that this company's going out of business and it's not like they leave and f-stops, shutter speeds and ISOs suddenly change and shift. It's like
your lenses aren't going to crack in the bag. And
lenses are kind of key. It's not like you got to take your lens every week and fill it up with lens fluid. It's like, it's not, light is still going to behave the same way. And as you take care of your gear, you'll be fine. And if it's not fine, go buy a different camera. It's not a big deal.
Yep.
Cool. All right, Rob Knight. You Thanks, take buddy. Care, man. You have a good weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Cheers.
This is Twitch.